Carrie, how's life in COVID land?
I love it. It's great. I just watched, like, I had a marathon of Seinfeld to the point where it wasn't even funny anymore, and that's, like, never happened.
How did you feel about Jerry with his trainers and jeans? Because I remember that was a really confronting aspect of Seinfeld for me.
I find him very attractive now. I find them all very attractive.
Do you know what? I've always had a sort of weird crush on that man.
What about George? You have a crush on George?
I am George.
Should we kick off?
Yeah, please. Let's kick off.
Have we effectively kicked off? Welcome to So Uncouth, a podcast filled with conversations you can't have in polite company. I'm Victoria Hannaford, a recovering journalist. I'm with Caroline Craig, actor who is suffering from COVID, but the show must go on. And we're here with our friend, the mysterious Bunsen burner, who's in her Hamlet era and coming soon to a cafe near you.
Oh.
With three friends who live in three different cities. So you're joining our weekly catch-up and we are delighted you're here with us. Is that Comet?
Yeah, Comet's here too.
Comet's here too. Oh, yeah. Thank goodness for that.
I just also wanted to make it clear that whilst Caroline is in a cloud of COVID, we are in a virtual room. So if you're concerned that she might be breathing on us, don't be. She's breathing on other people who are not present.
I'm doing my best. Oh, did you hear that big hacking cough? I'm doing my best to get it to you guys.
She's quarantined in another state, and that's how we like it. So, Bunsen, I feel like I'm not sure if we reached the conclusion of your consumer rights angst last week, and I just want to get an update on your point of purchase pain. Where are you at with it? Let's have a little check-in. I want to see if you're feeling any better about the situation this week.
Would you like to give a little bit of a abridged recap of the point of purchase pain? Because I feel that, as is evidenced last week, it's very hard for me to do that in a quick and timely manner. I'm going to give it a go, but I don't think you guys want
Let
to do
step
that
in
again.
Here. I'll do a pricey.
She lost her shit at the cafe.
Yeah. Good one. And it's good because reason. She doesn't know how much she's paying for things when she taps and goes. Comet's mad about it.
There's a lot of rage happening in this house. I just
go and sequester Comet.
I'm just going to go deal with him. Talk about me while I'm gone. Don't talk about me while I'm gone. I don't know. I'll be back.
We're going to tell it like it is.
I think the critical thing was not that Bunsen was annoyed by that. It was more the performance that she gave off the back of it.
Yes, and the crowd that she amassed around her or didn't amass or drove away. And also just the fact that no one knows how much money they're spending because of these.
Yeah. Well, I think that was covered adequately, but I think the thing that wasn't quite covered adequately was Bunsen's rage and reaction to it. And really the root cause of it, was there something else underneath it? I heard you saying it was one of two cafes in your area. The other one wouldn't take a picture of Comet. That's something I want to investigate as well. Bunsen, go.
Okay. As you see, there's a lot to cover here. I've currently got Comet on my lap because I feel that that's the only way to stop him. But we may be interrupted by one of his little growls, but if it's not
supportive
my stomach,
growls.
It's a dog. Basically, we left off last week with me kind of going, I don't quite understand why I'm so outraged. Like, I don't understand. I mean, of course I understand why I'm outraged because it is outrageous, but I don't understand why I can't let this go. What are these feelings that have been awoken inside me? Am I going to have to speak to my therapist? She might charge me on Apple Pay. That could end up being a whole other thing. Anyway, I did some self-reflection. I did some hard thinking.
You did the work, Bunsen.
I did the work. And I realised that what it really comes down to is that feeling of when you kick up a fuss and other people just kind of go, what's your problem? And I realised, I mean, that's that is a particularly triggering scenario for me.
No one backed you up. Like, no one in the thing went, yeah, that is kind of dodgy.
They nodded politely. And then the ultimate not backing up is the person charging me for my coffee without telling me how much it was.
Can I just suggest something here? Like, and this is almost like a complete Hannaford U-turn, which I think is a feature of my daily life and this podcast, where I double back. Do a reverse ferret on something and come out the other side with a completely opposite opinion. Well, I reckon perhaps.
Did you say reverse ferret?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Could you have gone even more Karen and just gone and had a quiet word with the manager and said, would you consider changing the way you do your point of purchase interactions? Because I think it would be great.
Well, obviously, that would be a far more constructive way of dealing with a situation.
Sorry,
and,
mate.
And obviously, that is far likely to get a better outcome. But what is of more interest to me is me.
Venting your spleen, having a moment.
So these guys are just collateral damage.
What is of more interest to me is why can't I let this go? And I'm basically reminded of two situations, but basically one that happened when I was probably about 9 years old.
Oh, so this is the trigger point, the trauma.
Well, this is probably the first time I remember this happening to me.
Formative.
And there are a lot of girls and boys at my school who were playing Kiss Chasey, who started playing Kiss Chasey.
There we go.
And I was just like, what a ridiculous game. And, I mean, I still stand by that.
Statement. Yeah, no consent.
Well, you're like, I'm right here. You don't have to run anymore.
I do consent.
Come and kiss me.
Quit your running.
No, I was just kind of like, what a waste of time when we could be discussing things like animal liberation, nuclear disarmament, and republicanism. In the process of my rejection of this sort of, you know, lunchtime shenanigans.
Frivolity.
Stupidity. Someone called me a know-all. And I told my mother this. And she gave me the very unsound advice of going back to school the next day. And if anybody called me a know-all again, just saying, well, look who's going to go to university.
Oh, Mum.
And that's what I did. And I didn't really have many, I mainly call them associates for the rest of primary school. But basically what I'm saying is there's a time, you know, when you speak up about something and people are just kind of like, you just don't get the way the rest of society works.
No.
Like, or they do a thing like, just roll with it, guys. You're so uptight. Like, it's that kind of thing. And it just, anyway, I realized that it was that sort of vibe from my fellow cafe clientele. And if I'm going to be honest, you guys, that really got stuck in my craw. Yeah.
We'll back you up. I mean, it's like you're like, I wonder if Greta Thunberg had the same thing, you know, or Karl Marx or Simone de Beauvoir, were they just like standing in the playground going, guys, let's sit down, let's have a coffee, let's have a mud pie and talk about this.
I back you, Bunsen. I'm sorry that you felt that we didn't back you because we do.
I think that putting Bunsen, Karl Marx and Greta Thunberg in the same sort of sentence. You're sort of making it up to me a little bit.
Making you feel better. Not Simone de Beauvoir. You don't want her.
Sorry, oh, no, I'll take her as well.
I'm glad you've identified the root cause. And I want to know, as part of your legal scholar background, did you investigate any further about the legal situation? Because I feel like that would be very satisfying to you to sort of know the whys and wherefores.
I did decide to do a quick Google, which if for anyone who hasn't had any legal training, that's like a really good thing to do, I found. And I did so just some advice here. If you want to get to the bottom of something.
Legal chat. Let's do
Google.
It.
Yeah. I did a quick Google and I got onto the ACCC.
Oh.
And I found some very odd wording there, which was basically if
the law
you display your prices, they have to be accurate. But it was an if you display your prices. It wasn't a – anyway, at that point in time, something else took my attention and I didn't follow through. But that would be the same as my law degree, right? Didn't follow through. So, and does that matter? No.
So, Bunsen, I want to know more about this dog cafe situation. Why won't they take a picture of Comet? What's the deal
well,
there?
When you guys are in Sydney next week, perhaps you can ask them that question. But basically,
who wouldn't want to take a photo of Comet? Comet's gorgeous and so photogenic and really pocket eyes. Like, he could fit his whole body. He can do a full portrait.
He can do a full nude, just, you know.
Full body shot.
Anyway, yeah, so basically there's this cafe around the corner from my house. They have a photo board of all of the dogs who were regulars, and they're named, they're all named, and they're in this kind of like little mini Polaroids that are all in an alphabetical order. And one time I'd been there a few, you know, I'd obviously been there enough. I was considered a regular with Comet. I was asked if, you know, we would like, if I'd like Comet's photo to be taken so he could go up on the board.
A wall of fame kind of thing.
Yeah, a kind of like canine.
Customers.
Canine customers, yeah. That's it. And I said I would, but I'd really like it if my daughter was here with me, because I know that that is something that she's actually been really hoping would happen, because it's a bit, yeah, of a momentous occasion. So the next time we're at this cafe, I was there and I went to the staff and I said, oh, listen, can you take a photo of Comet, because everyone's here now. It's a special moment. And the guy was like, you actually have to be, it was a different guy, and he was like, actually, you have to kind of come here every day to get a photo taken.
You got localed.
And I said, oh, well, somebody, you know, expectant kids behind me. And I said, oh, well, someone else asked us if we could have a photo taken. Oh, no. Like, and the kids were really excited. Like, it was so ridiculous. And so then he grudgingly took this photo, oh, right?
That's a bad vibe.
But then every time you go up and you inspect that board for canine customers, you get through all the A's, all the B's, you know, there's Buddy and whatever. Get to the C's, there's Coco. There's, you know, all these different C's. Is there a Comet?
No. No.
So the photo was taken, but he was KB'd from the K9 customers board.
That guy was like a bouncer, and he's like, not in those shoes, mate. Piss off.
That's really mean. Well, it's, you know what, it's anyway, his loss, because Comet is a flagship dog. Like, you put that dog out, he's a mascot.
He's a mascot, but a mascot of what is the question. And I'll tell you what, he's a mascot of something that is obviously undesirable for this particular cafe.
I've got a quiz for you. Can I give it to you?
Great.
Our local news agent, which I go to all the time. Let's call it a bit of a mixed business, because that's what it is. Lovely old dudes run it. I go in, the entire glass is smashed in. And I've gone and bought my bread. I said, what the hell happened? I'm so sorry, you guys. We were broken into overnight. And I said, what happened? But what did they take? Now, what did they take? Was it A box of overripe avocados? Because it is a mixed business.
I was about to say, what kind of a news agency is this?
It's a bit fancy. And sometimes I buy their avocados even though I don't want to, just because I feel sorry for them because they're going to go off. B, a stack of Pokemon cards. C, the entire contents of the till and all of the scratchies.
I mean, I think C, obviously C. Oh. I want a scratchy.
What was C, the till?
the entire contents of the till and all the scratchies.
Oh, so C was not C and D, it's just C. Sorry, obviously. There is precedent for me having quite a bit of trouble with these quiz contents.
You want me to run through them again? Okay. You got it?
No. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think you need to run through them again, because I've forgotten what A and B are.
A box of overripe avocados, B, a handful of Pokemon cards, C, all of the contents of the till and the scratchies.
Hang on, I'm going to change my answer. I think B.
Yeah, I was going to say B, because, of course, one would assume that it would be C, so therefore we're just going to go, you're trying to play some kind of a trick. Well, hey, Victoria, why don't
you try and game the system, Bunsen?
Why don't you go B and I'll go A, and then
What's your final answer?
Wait, I just want to pause avocados here, because Bunsen is always trying to win these games on a technicality, and it has made me wonder if she's always had issues with games and whether it's like
quite clearly
she's Chasey. She's yeah. sitting Something. In the middle yeah. of the field going, come and kiss me.
I think you just got to, like, you've got to publish and perish. Like, choose your guess and back yourself, Bunsen. I'm going B.
Well, Well, I
A for avocado.
I'm going B.
Damn it, you guys. You picked it.
Yes.
How the hell did you pick that?
Because I know the value of Pokemon. Got to catch them all.
Do they really need to catch them all?
They are worth heaps.
Are they? More than all the scratchies?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, the scratchies are worth nothing, mate.
This isn't right. Literally, they said a car, it was running, the motor was still running, drove up middle of the night, jumped out, smashed the door, go in, grab the Pokemon, get in the car, still running, motor running car, burn off.
Unbelievable in East Malvern.
How do you know the value of these things? I don't know. Have you ever seen those cards? You can't even read them.
My house is covered in those
cards. Was it you, Victoria? It was you. You came all the way over from Adelaide, didn't you? 8-hour drive. You had to keep the motor running.
They didn't catch the plates, did they? Were they South Australian plates?
I've been flirting with criminality for some time and I finally made good on my previous promises. All right. I've got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, good. I love more quizzes. I like to be on the receiving end of the quiz.
Okay. So this may be some image rehab. I may be doing a spot of PR for myself because of last week and my intergenerational warfare, me against the boomers, even though I think they deserve it because they've taken everything that's good in this life and turned it to shit. But, you know, I'll just put
Are
that
behind me.
Are you trying
to do some reputation rehab?
Yeah, no, you're right. Again, it's a Hannaford U-turn. Double backed on myself.
Because she was basically bitching about a woman who needed help because she left a trolley next to the car. Okay, we don't need to have had
mobility issues.
She had a whole car park to choose from. She just dumped and ran. She may as well have flipped me the bird at the same time. Old people can be assholes too, Bunsen.
I know, and so can you. But I don't think that you're doing much for your reputation rehab.
Let's
keep going.
Okay, this is two lies and a truth. I helped a member of the younger generation by showing off some technical prowess in what I would say was a victory for the over 15s. Did I help with a parcel locker situation, B, offer assistance at an ATM, or C, beat a small child at Mario Kart?
Beat a small child at Mario Kart.
Yeah, I'm going Mario Kart too. It's Pokemon, it's Mario Kart. We're really showing our demographic.
It was more
here.
Just like the satisfaction in her voice as she said it. Even if she hasn't,
she was gleeful.
Even if she hasn't beaten the small child, she wants to and she will.
I'm terrible at Mario Kart. No, I actually helped someone this week, guys.
Yay! I'm disappointed, Victoria. You're ruining your brand.
I helped a teenager open a parcel locker. All right? So maybe I'm only half an asshole this week.
Was the parcel locker inside a glass window and was the actual parcel the box of a Pokemon card?
I can neither confirm nor deny it. I require some legal assistance at this time, Bunsen. All right. But listen, this has made me have a think a little bit. So there's another scenario where, again, I've done something great, people. I offered someone else help. But I wondered whether men and women have like a different culture of offering assistance, right? So let me just set the scene for you. So I was listening to NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. In the canon of greatest podcasts of all time, Terry Gross is interviewing someone about car culture. This woman's written a book. Very interesting, just basically saying that cars were never really marketed to women. In fact, women weren't even allowed to drive diesel cars because they were thought to excite too much sexual pleasure. They vibrated too much. God forbid. God forbid. Women experience a little bit of pleasure and men get angry because a car's found the clitoris before they have, you know?
But the women are always draped over the cars.
Yes, well, that was part of it, right? But essentially there was a denial of access to good vehicles. And also Terry was talking about how she was not allowed to join the shop class, right? So this is all rattling around in my head that there's like a presumption of ignorance and a lack of access to sort of mechanical goods and just a general sort of idea that women lack competence in these areas but also are denied the means by which to improve themselves. Anyway, down at the beach, back my car in, start to pump up my stand-up paddleboard, and there's a woman like a few car spaces down doing the same thing, and I can hear she's got a pump that isn't quite as powerful as mine. I know this because I've used one before. And she was like
pump off
a monkey on like one of those rail carts, like those hand pumped rail carts. And it's I know the feeling where you're just like, this is taking 100 years and it's really embarrassing. It's just humiliating. And 15 minutes later, you've still only got a half inflated stand up paddleboard, right? And I hear her, she's like, she's going the clappers at it and it's like making heaps of noise. And then she takes it out and it half deflates. Like, so she's going to go back in.
Disappointment.
Yeah, the worst feeling. So I go over.
Oh, okay. So sounds like it's taken you quite some time to offer some help. She's been through a lot before you've got there, Victoria.
Well, I'd done mine. So I'd finished mine.
I do appreciate this is reputation rehab. Let me help you. Sorry about that.
No, so we were doing it at the same time, but mine did it in about a minute and she was still going. So I hear the deflating sound and I go over with my pump. But at the same time, a man comes over just to offer generalised assistance, no kind of real...
Practical, just man's
nothing
playing.
Practical, just a sort of general like presumption of competence on his part that he could probably fix the situation. And she was obviously a little bit embarrassed because she's like, she's got this, she's like, oh, I've been doing it. My pump's got a song to sing, like it's so loud. And I said, do you want to try my pump? And she's like, my friend's coming with an electrical pump soon. I was like, give this one a go, like it's a little bit more powerful. So I gave it to her rather than doing it for her. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is good. And then, you know, 10 pumps later, she's like inflated to the right pressure. She's looking at the gauge. She's very happy. And off I go. She's inflated. And the man kind of slinks off into the distance. But I was like, what is going on here? There's just a different culture of offering assistance.
Like, did he have a pump to offer?
No.
Or was he just like watching on going, oh, that looks a bit tough? Was he doing that and then wandering off?
No, I think Bunsen's right. It was just a generalised sort of mansplaining version of offering help.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. What would you prefer?
I mean, and it's probably not a very cool thing to say. But, I mean, obviously I would have preferred someone to come with a pump, which you did, Victoria, so tick for that.
I think that's
give
good.
You a tick. Thank you. Image rehab on the go.
Yep. And I appreciate your, you know, I'll give you the pump and let you do it yourself. But quite frankly, I would have just preferred if somebody else did it.
I think she was a bit embarrassed.
Or just gave me their paddleboard. Why do you have mine? Mine's already blown up. I'll take you out. I'll do the paddling.
Did you ever find that when you were surfing, Bunsen? Because I know you were in kind of a surf girl gang for a while there, that you just found guys giving like unasked for advice on how to get out back and catch the waves.
Oh, listen, mate, any advice that I could possibly receive would have been welcome, honestly.
Welcome.
Well, just because I was behaving as if I had surfing prowess. I mean, you were like, you were in a surf girl gang. That makes it sound like I can actually surf, but I actually can't. So
even if they were to say, if they prefaced whatever they're about to say with, I think you'll find, would you have accepted that?
Listen, I think I was more just like in a state of kind of like, you know, often I was trying to catch my breath. I will have just been dumped. I kind of like, it's kind of if somebody says, you know what, you're going to find it much easier, or I think you'll find if you move 10 metres over to the left, you're not going to get smashed by those waves when you're trying to go out the back. I don't care if you say, I think you'll find. I'm just like, oh, yeah, thanks, you know.
Do you know, Bunsen, this is the first time I've ever heard that you weren't competent at surfing. I think that you ran an extremely effective racket on promoting yourself as a very competent girl gang surfer.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm very good at some things, Victoria. Surfing may not be one of them, but pretending may be, in fact, one of them. I mean, I could surf a tiny bit, but really, like, I'm the kind of person that people really want to take a wide berth, because once that board goes up in the air, who knows who it's going to hit. And it's been and it's going to be going up in the air a lot, which is part of the reason why I generally like to surf with backpackers, because they never know what they're doing.
All right. Well, I think we've been so uncouthing for almost long enough. Caroline, I believe you've got a message from the couth.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
I would like you to read as much of the exchange as you would like.
Are you going
to
do it in an accent or...?
Oh, golly.
I don't know.
So COVID accent.
Just before we before we launch into it, you know, if you have your own uncouth tale to share, you can email us at souncouthpod bunsenandbunny@gmail.com, or you can hit us in the DMs, which is what this character chose to do, Instagram, So Uncouth Podcast. Hit us up. Our messages are open.
I like how you've scarily like rubbed out any identifying names or anything with a red marker. Sitting on a plane, economy, overnight flight, two-seat configuration on the side of the plane, wasn't contesting the shared armrest, completely on my side, dude next to me wriggles interminably for the whole of the armrest. More details, please. Flight knocking me every 15 minutes for the whole goddamn flight. Perhaps not uncouth, but effing annoying. Fucking annoying is what I said, actually. Emoji with a crazy face.
Interesting.
But what is your dilemma? Do you want to punch him?
Is this you, Caroline, asking
that was
this
me.
Question?
Victoria's advice. Did you want to start a mid-air brawl? That is wrong. That is wrong. The armrest.
What was the
pushing
answer?
Of the armrest. I'm sure
that we're
yes.
answering right now.
Well, I've actually been on a plane where two people have been screaming at each other about this very thing. Yeah. Where they're having a huge, like, verbal row about the, you know, putting your elbow. Who had the right to put their elbow on the armrest?
They're too narrow.
Was it
so narrow?
A very long flight, or was it a short?
No, it was a short. It was a domestic.
Oh.
They had a domestic on the domestic, except I don't think that they were, I think they were strangers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have a domestic with someone you knew about that.
Well, you actually, I reckon you would.
Well, you just have you'd have an all-out elbow war. If it was a brother or sister, but that's different. It wouldn't erupt in the same way.
Yeah.
I fold up the armrest and then have a sleep on them. It's much softer. Put a blanket between the two of you. Once I did wake up and I was lying in those four-seaters and I had three and I was like, this is pretty sweet. The plane must have, it was a long time ago, the plane must have touched down, got more passengers and then taken off again and I was still asleep. Maybe I'd taken some sleeping tablets. I woke up and a guy was massaging my feet. He was sitting in the end seat massaging my feet that were in his lap.
No.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit, that's actually quite nice. And then I just went back to sleep.
You must have been dragged up the wire.
And massage my feet. That's cool.
No. I say
not
no.
Cool.
No.
Uncouth.
That's terrible. Bunsen, what happened? So what happened with the argy bargy on your flight?
I don't know. I just remember that was the case. I sort of kind of looked away and averted my eyes, and also felt this kind of deep feeling of satisfaction that it was somebody else who was causing a ruckus in public, not me. But my feeling is that the person who is in the middle, if it's a seat of three, should get some kind of privileges. And if they want a little bit more room.
They have a tough time.
If they want a little bit
really
more room on
time.
The armrest, then, you know, like.
But this was a configuration of two.
Oh, was it a configuration of two?
Yeah, so on the side.
On the side.
But I still think that the person on the aisle should possibly have more because the other person can lean against the window.
So I had a similar but different experience on a long-haul flight coming back from a holiday in Japan. Very lovely. Very privileged to be in Japan. The flight was absolutely packed on the way back. And some guy – so we had to separate, family of three, had to go in two sort of separate parts of the plane because there weren't enough seats together.
Can
so
I
was
ask,
on my own.
I was about to say
– you go, oh, I can't sit with those guys. It seems like the plane's
I was about to say, let me guess who ended up on their own.
Correct.
But let me guess.
I did not end up on my own. This is the thing. I was full of regret for all of my selfish decision-making because I ended up with a guy who had clearly, he was a very important businessman. You know how you can just tell because they sort of let you know in various ways that they are very important businessmen. He probably should have been sat in business class because he had an apologetic hostie come and pay him special attention and give him, you know, slightly better meals. But you know what he did bring from business class to economy? It was a lot of business class farts. Like,
not
care if you can't hear them. You can smell them. And I was lightly sedated all night because I had some cold and flu tablets. And yet I was kept just ever so slightly conscious by his prodigious farting. It was unparalleled.
And boozy business lunch farts too, isn't it?
It was. It spoke of patriarchy and rancid insights, let me tell you. And on that note, I think it's time to say goodbye.
I have another plane story, but it deserves its own little special spot. We'll save it.
We'll give it a full airing at another time.
I've got a mansplaining story too about breastfeeding, which I think could be entertaining
for you. That's pretty much all you need to say. That's it.
We'll come back to that if you want to get in touch. It's souncouthpod@gmail.com. If you're a man and you've got tips on how to get your nips into a bub's mouth, we want to hear them. And on that note, we'll pop yous later.
Bye.
Ciao for now. Oh, yay.